3, 2, 1, let's go! What's good, family? Today is Thursday, March the 7th. It is another day the Lord has made. I'm your brother Adam with the Watchman Adam News Channel. And guys, today we have a special end times report on the Red Heifers. But first, let us say thank you for tuning back in with us today. We love you guys, and your support means the world to us. And if you can, give this video a thumbs up, and make sure you got that notification bell turned on. That way, you'll be notified every time we upload an End Times video. Now, while we're an End Time News channel, the ultimate mission of our channel is to point you to our Creator, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that Son's name is Jesus, and he's coming back for his church soon, and that's facts. Now to today's End Times video. Okay, family, today we will be looking at an article from End Time Headlines, and I believe this article really shows that here within a couple months, maybe sooner, everything could possibly change. And one of the major events standing in the way of the construction of the third Jewish temple, well, it could be a thing of the past. Check out this headline from End Time Headlines that I believe was published on March 6th. New reports indicate that the Red Heifers could be ready for the temple by Passover. Now, family, I'm going to read from the article for a brief moment, and then we will discuss it. So what you say, let's get into this article. So, game-changing developments are happening right now in Israel concerning the Third Temple. Probably the most critical missing link preventing the rebuilding of the temple is set to fall in place within months, with crucial help from Christians. The final missing piece of the Third Temple project, the infamous Ashes of a Red Heifer, is now only months away from falling into place. These ashes are biblically mandated for purification in a range of situations, including contact with unalived bodies. And you can find that in Numbers 19. Now, without the Red Heifer ashes, priests and Levites currently in training with the Temple Institute are disqualified from serving in a future rebuilt temple. Furthermore, with all the bloodshed on the Temple Mount down through the centuries, the mount itself must be cleansed before the temple can be rebuilt. So you see, they can't go through with building the temple before they have the ashes of the Red Heifer. Now guys, the problem was this. The problem was finding the Red Heifer unblemished, as they are super, super rare. Even in biblical days, they were very rare. And multiple times over the years, the Temple Institute located red heifers, but they failed to meet the strict biblical requirements for the ceremony, so it was a no-go. But in 2022, it was announced that 5 red heifers were shipped from Texas to Israel, generating a lot of buzz and getting a lot of people talking. Now let's jump to 2024, and let's see how the Red Heifers are currently doing. Now, although one of the 5 were disqualified last year due to the emergence of a few white hares, the remaining 4 remain on track to be eligible to be sacrificed this year, 2024. Now, according to All Israel News, Temple Institute rabbis hope to perform this ceremony prior to Passover this year, while other sources claim it will happen sometime between Passover and Pentecost. And guys, I fully expect if they try to do it before Passover, they'll do it during Shabbat Parah, which is the Sabbath of the Red Cow. We've talked about that on this channel before. That will be March 29th to the 30th. But according to this article, by Pentecost at the latest, they hope to have the sacrifice completed. Family, that's right around the corner. So guys, here in a couple months, it is very possible that this Red Heifer sacrifice could actually take place. Now, there's those that believe that the Red Heifer sacrifice has actually already happened. They're just not telling anybody. Some people are saying that they're now only seeing 3 cows in Israel. There used to be 5. We know that one of them was disqualified. Where's the other cow? I did some research. I can't confirm or unconfirm that report, but it's very interesting. If there's a cow missing, what happened to it? I'm just wondering if Ben Giver, Israeli National Security Minister, is going to try to push the Temple Institute to have them do this sacrifice during Ramadan to intentionally inflame tensions between Israel and the enemies of Israel. That would definitely do it. Now, let me show y'all something very interesting, okay? There have been 9 red heifers sacrificed throughout history. Now, a lot of Jews believe when the 10th red heifer is sacrificed, not only does that usher in their third temple, also that means that Messiah's arrival is imminent, or Messiah has already showed up. Now, we know Messiah's name is Jesus. The one the Jews are waiting for is the false Jewish Messiah. But the Jews believe that this red heifer sacrifice is going to usher in their Messiah. Now, do you remember this video from a year ago I uploaded? It was titled, Israeli Rabbis Claim That Messiah Is Here and About to Be Revealed. That was over a year ago. A prominent Jewish rabbi claimed he had been meeting with Messiah, and Messiah was about to be revealed. Could the red heifer sacrifice finally usher in the false Jewish Messiah? Let us know in the comment section below. So guys, here we are, Thursday, March 7th, 2024, and within a couple months, it is very possible that the red heifer sacrifice could take place if it already hasn't taken place in secret. Guys, what a time to be alive and remaining. And don't forget, these red heifers have been blamed for everything we've seen go down since October 7th. These red heifers, in a way, have changed the entire world. Guys, in the comment section below, let me know what you think about this video. Give me your input, your thoughts, your insight, all of that. I would really love to hear what you have to say. Do you think they've already did the sacrifice? Or do you think they'll do it during Passover? Or during Shabbat Parah, the Sabbath of the Red Cow? Let us know in the comment section below, please. Now, family, one thing I do know, it is 11:59 p.m. It is time to wake up. Maranatha, Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. What things, family? The things we be talking about on this channel. Guys, keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. The Bible tells us so. Jesus is coming soon. We are in the final moments. Stay strong and keep on looking up. Well, family, once again, let me say thank you for watching. We love you guys. You guys are awesome. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, share it, and drop a comment because it helps us out so much and we do appreciate it. And if it's your first time to our channel, smash that subscribe button and join our channel family. Because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And speaking of prayer, if you have any requests whatsoever, drop them in the comment section below. Remember, no request is too small and no request is too big for our God, and that's facts. And if you feel led to make a donation to the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you can do so. Check the description box below. It's always greatly appreciated if you can and much needed. But as always, biggest form of support we can get from you guys is you guys' prayers. And we definitely appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much. Well, family, to next time, Brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, 1. I love you, and remember, let's go, Arpazzo! Take care, family.